The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa continues to spread, and the CDC says the affected countries are running out of time. More after this from David Harris of AJC. Most disease experts are saying that despite the outbreak in Africa, we here in the U.S. needn't worry ourselves about the Ebola virus. But while it may not be a threat here, international relief organizations told a congressional committee that it would be a mistake to conclude that this is not our problem.
If we do not fight and contain this disease in West Africa, we will be fighting this disease and containing it in multiple other countries around the world. And the truth is, the cat is most likely already out of the bag.
Ken Isaacs with Samaritan's Purse, who says the only country with the resources to make a difference is us.
The international response to the disease has been a failure.
The two Americans working for Samaritan's Purse who contracted the disease, Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbol, were treated with an experimental drug called ZMAP. But Dr. Tom Frieden of the Centers for Disease Control says that's not going to solve this.
We don't know whether that treatment is helpful, harmful, or doesn't have any impact.
The key to controlling the outbreak is not about curing it, he says, but stopping the spread. And the next few weeks will be critical.
What's needed is not fancy equipment. What's needed is standard infection control rigorously applied.
But that won't be easy. According to Samaritan's Purse, that would involve persuading African communities to abandon their traditional practice of washing the body and then kissing the corpse immediately after death, the precise point at which the virus is most infectious. Aid workers who tried to intervene in the ceremony have been attacked, and in Liberia, one of the hardest hit countries, there are physicians who deny the Ebola virus even exists. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.